Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, it is right now. What day is this, Copper?
It's Monday again.
Oh, my gosh, it's Monday. Okay, it's Monday, May 2nd. We're already into May. So, listen. Moving this thing forward, this discussion we've been having lately about the Office of Disinformation, that's not going to be a whole segment today, but I guarantee you we're going to have more segments on it because right now the administration appears to be doubling down. But it's amazing to me how much misinformation is being spread by government itself. I mean, really. We're being told daily to believe that what we've seen and heard was not really what we saw and heard. The irony of that is that it is the government that is proposing the establishment of a new Office of Disinformation. I mean, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. And I know you've heard about it, so on this show and elsewhere, it's also the subject of my latest op-ed, which came out today. The Department of Homeland Security, you know, the ones that are supposed to protect our southern border, have instead deemed it so important to govern the actual thoughts and words in social media and news reporting by Americans, that they have, in Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's words, decided to, quote, bring the resources of DHS together to address this threat. What threat? Oh, you mean the First Amendment? That threat? In the meantime, we have endured constantly mixed messaging and obfuscation by government itself. I mean, sometimes I wonder if they even know that they're doing it. Do they even recognize when they're lying? Or do they so live within their special bubble they can't see it anymore? It reminds me of the old fable. I used it once before on this show, but I got to bring it up again because I thought, man, that is just hitting the marks. It reminds me of that old fable of the great and vain emperor who loved to lord himself over the people of his kingdom. And he called for new clothes. He wanted special tailors. Well, he got them. Two enterprising young men came in, told him they had magic cloth. It's magic cloth. The only ones who could not see the cloth were known to be fools and idiots. Well, you know the story. He put out the edict. Everyone will love my suit. Well, they were fake clothes. In fact, there were no clothes. And then he went on a great parade. No one was willing to speak out for fear of being branded a fool, except finally there was one small child who in all his innocence was willing to yell out, "The emperor has no clothes." Well, that's it. Sometimes I wonder, does some of the government leaders, do they have people around them that just tell them, yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's all good? And they don't even know sometimes when they're walking around with no clothes on and the messaging is being given to them to approve. Well, ask yourself in that story, which character in that story would you be? The tailors, who were like the advisors giving him all the yeses? Or the emperor, you know, the one who has no clothes on, thinks they're doing a great job, and really what they're doing is crushing the soul of the people? Or the child, with the brashness to point out the obvious? Well, if you know something, then know it. And understand, and be willing to speak up about it. If wrong is wrong, if right is right, if good is good and bad is bad, then stand on it at every level of governance, every level. I mean, like, there's been things happening right here in the state that are worth noting once again. I mean, for instance, critical race theory, laced curriculum, or good for your children. How about that as a lie from the government? We've got things going on right now in the Huntsville City schools that relate to CRT. We definitely had it down in Mountain Brook in the Birmingham area, and parents got active and got that removed. What about over in Gadsden, where the city official said, it's going to be wonderful to have a chicken rendering plant right next to your houses and your church and your schools. It's going to be a great thing for the area. No, it's not. By God, the community got up in arms. I have never seen such grassroots activism. Or how about Birmingham? Restrictions on your police force are a wonderful thing. We need those. No, we don't. Your crime rate is through the roof. Or how about the state level? You need more casinos because they bring jobs. You really wanted that gas tax, as evidenced by the fact that you're still driving. Or your business was non-essential in the pandemic, but not the one down the street. And then on the national level, just the other day, Mayorkas says, the southern border is definitely under control. Or how about this one? It's really a good thing for the environment to kill the Keystone Pipeline. Or climate change is a national security issue, not China. Or how about the aftermath of Afghanistan when they said the withdrawal was a massive success? Listen, you can only be gaslighted if you let it happen. Accountability starts when people are willing to say, that's not true. The emperor has no clothes. And point out the obvious realities that they have been experiencing and seeing and hearing for themselves. Something else I've shared on the show once before, but it's one of my favorite passages of scripture. It comes from Acts chapter 3 and 4. It's actually literally one of my favorites. It has had a profound impact on me personally. I mean, the bottom line is this. The new church was growing, and the people were responding greatly. And the Pharisees were beside themselves because they thought they'd gotten rid of this whole Jesus thing. And next thing you know, Peter and John are healing somebody right outside the temple. Well, the religious leaders don't know what to do with that, so they had them arrested. And Peter and John are hauled in by the temple guard. You see, it was rocking the leadership's boat because they thought they were the ones that were supposed to set what truth is. Not these grassroots activists. Not these common folk. Doesn't government set the truth standard? But it didn't fly. Peter and John and the people, they weren't going to be gaslighted by that. Here's the passage. I'll just read you this piece of it. From Acts chapter 4, beginning in verse 13, it says, when they saw, that's they, the Pharisees, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled and ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there with them, there was nothing more they could say, so they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, that's the religious council, and they conferred together. What are we going to do with these men, they asked themselves. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they performed these signs, and we can't deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, let's warn them not to speak any longer in this name. Okay, so then they called them in. Verse 18, they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, what's right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judge. But as for us, we cannot stop speaking what we've seen and heard. Did you hear that? In that passage of scripture, you saw several things. Number one, Peter and John didn't have any special training. Nothing. No special degrees. No formal speaking. No fancy clothes. They were just good, solid, ordinary folks who knew what they had seen. They knew what they had heard. And there was no amount of bluster or government interaction to determine what truth should be. No accusations, no gaslighting of the facts was going to stop them from standing up and speaking about their own experiences. Folks, you know what's right. You know who we are as a people. You know who we are as a nation. You know the values that you hold dear. You know why we stand for the national anthem and why we kneel for God. And you also know when you see the news of the day at home and abroad, how to measure that so-called news against those things that you have seen and heard. I don't care a whit for this office of disinformation. Let's be honest. That is not normal, nor is it acceptable. We have to speak out when government gets it wrong. And when we allow our freedoms to erode to the point that we no longer speak out because only government can be the arbiter of truth, well, that's the day we no longer exist as a free country. I say speak now or forever know no peace. And if the emperor has no clothes, just go ahead and tell him loudly. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there it is. Listen, a lot of stuff in that one monologue. But you know what it boils down to? If you know what you've seen and heard, can't nobody tell you otherwise. I'm just saying, we have to be willing to say no. And right now, this whole Office of Disinformation, that's a huge no. Call your local officials. Call your school board. Call your whoever. Call this radio show. Don't stand for it. This cannot happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.